Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for living.
All right, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Nehemiah with me, and we're going to read the first four verses and then verse number 11 of this first chapter of Nehemiah. And if you could, would you stand with me for the reading of the Word of God? The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hattaiah, and it came to pass in the month of Chrislu in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left are the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. And then in verse 11, it says, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Father God, thank you for this special day that we are celebrating 25 years of anointed, powerful, productive ministry of our pastors. And we thank you for every soul that has been saved and for the building of your kingdom in this city of Crystal River. And Lord, this is only the beginning, and we give you praise for it. Now, as we share the word, may we see more clearly your plan for where we are going. In Jesus' name, and we give you the praise. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I want you to think with me for a few moments this morning about the world's greatest pastor. And I believe that you have him and her here, the pastors that you have in this house. And in the years that I was state overseer, I would go to churches in transition and talk to them about what they felt was their greatest need in order to do the work that God had called them to do. And as we would discuss the issue, invariably it would end up as leadership. We need leadership. That's what we want in our church, is leadership. A God-called servant leader. But not only is this our greatest need in the church, it is our greatest need in our homes, in our nation today. We need leaders who fear God with all of their heart. It's leadership that is so obviously needed everywhere we look in our lives. In fact, in our homes right here in the church, it's our leadership that is going to make the difference. Every person that is in spiritual leadership in your home, you need to realize that this is the greatest responsibility that anyone can be called to, is to be the leader of who God has placed into your life. So what is leadership? You see, if you step out into any venture in life and take the lead, you are to some extent a leader. That does not mean that you have the gift of leadership. But if you step out and people follow you over a period of time, you may have the gift of leadership. But if you step out and people follow you over a 25-year period, you have an extraordinary gift of leadership operating in your life. And we see that. Go ahead, give God praise for it. We have been so blessed with leadership. And that's why you have been blessed as you have. The first three chapters of the Word of God tells us what is wrong with the world that we live in. And then all the other chapters in the Bible tell us what needs to be done to get things back in proper perspective. And we look in Matthew and see that Jesus steps out on the wave of time. And when he came to pay a sin debt and to deal with the problem that is surmising all of our world that we are in today. We are seeing this in the highest places of our country, not just in the United States of America, but around the world. Today, our world needs leadership that is willing to step out and become the object of criticism, that is willing to stand up and say, I will do what is right, regardless of the repercussions that may come to me. The Word of God has the answer for every need that man has. If you want to know about a deeper walk with God, then you go to 1 John. But if you are depressed, you can go to 2 Timothy and find the answer there. If you want to know how to get along with people, you can go to the book of Proverbs. If you want to know how to have a successful marriage, you can then go to the Song of Solomon. But if you ever want to find what true leadership is all about, you go to the book of Nehemiah, because here we find the characteristics and the reasons that things are accomplished that God has ordained in His kingdom. You see, if we want to know about leadership, we see five of these points in the life of Nehemiah. And I see all five of these attributes in your pastors right here at Crystal River. And the first thing that I see in our pastors here is the fact that they have a vision. They came into this city and they cast vision. And that's what Nehemiah did when he went to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls. But let's look at the history of Jerusalem for just a moment, and in order for us to understand how vision comes about. Because Nehemiah was not from Jerusalem. He was from Babylon. But yet his ties were to Jerusalem, and that was where his people were from. And Babylon had came into Jerusalem at that time and destroyed this city. In fact, as the scripture said in those first few verses, they had burned the gates down. They had destroyed the entire city. But one day, whenever Nehemiah had to come in contact with some people that had just been to Jerusalem, he said, "How are things in Jerusalem now?" And they gave him a very sad report. They said, "The walls are down. The gates have been burned. The people are starving to death. Everything has been taken away that is worth anything." And of course, this burdened the heart of Nehemiah, because he was born in Babylon and never had been to Jerusalem. But as the days of the Jews, as he looked back and he saw the despicable situation that was taking place in Jerusalem, he came by and he went to his place of prayer, and he began to pray and to meditate upon the thing that he in his spirit felt like that he should do. And being as close to the king as he was, in fact, he was the one that tasted all of the things he drank and all of the food that he ate. And so he had the ear of the king, and he said, "My people in Jerusalem are in a terrible condition, and I want to go and rebuild the city." And of course, the king, with his affection toward Nehemiah, said, "All right, I'll give you everything you need to rebuild the city." You see, when you do anything for God, you have got to have favor in order to make it happen. And that's what your pastors here in Crystal River have. They have the ear of the city. You have the strongest church in this city, and God has positioned you to be a voice to be reckoned with. As we lift up Jesus Christ, this city is ready to help you do what God has placed pastors here in order to do. And we see this working in the life of Nehemiah. And so it was 800 miles up to Jerusalem, and the king gave him a pass through every foreign territory so that he could get to Jerusalem. Oh, even in those days, you had to go through other territories, and you had to have a permit to get into those countries. You had to go through a process, and even then, the walls of the city were something that you had to deal with. And so the king said, "I'll give you everything you need to rebuild the gates. I'll give you everything you need to rebuild Jerusalem." And so Nehemiah goes up to Jerusalem. And he, for a few days, about 3 days it was, he just walked around Jerusalem and got a feel for what was happening there. And he went around and he saw the city in ruins. And it had come into his spirit so powerfully that, yeah, I have a mission to fulfill. And if I am going to do it, I must have a vision to accomplish it. And so Nehemiah, he began to pray. And he said, "Oh, God, would you give me the direction that I need in order to rebuild the city of Jerusalem?" And so we see him as he interceded before God. In order to get a vision that it will accomplish what has happened here at Crystal River Church of God, you've got to have leadership that will seek God for the direction of the church, and for how you are going to reach this city. And that's what we have had for 25 years. And that's why we're seeing such phenomenal growth. And that is why the vision that your pastors have cast has accomplished the purpose for which you have come together. And so Nehemiah, he began to see the process that God had put into his spirit. He had a vision. He knew what he needed to do. And that's where it all begins. You've got to have a vision, because the word says, without a vision, the people perish. But happy, I love this last part of the verse, happy are they that keep thy law. You see, whenever we have a plan that God has put into our spirit, and we are doing the work that God has called us to do, and being obedient to his word, happy is the church that is doing kingdom ministry and watching God give direction for the future. And so this is the way you get a vision. You have to get vision from a process of praying and interceding and finding God and getting a heart for wherever you're going to do ministry. So you've got to have a vision. That's the first thing that is required. The second thing I see in your pastor is the fact that he gave his vision away. And that's exactly what Nehemiah did. He gave his vision away. He called all the elders of the city together. And he began to explain to them how we are going to bring the city back into its former power. We're going to rebuild this city. We're going to see an awesome move of God in this city. And so he called his elders together and he said, this is what the Lord has said to me. This is the plan that we are going to use to make it happen. And so I saw last night in our meeting together that God had used our pastors in order to cast vision. And they have spoken into the lives of the elders and the staff that is working so well with them. And you see this well-oiled by the Holy Spirit machine doing something in Crystal River that nothing else is able to do. And you're on the verge of the greatest growth you have ever experienced, because you have embrace the vision, and you are ready to take this city and this county for the kingdom of God. But then, once you give your vision away, then the third thing you have to do is have discernment. Discernment is one of the gifts of the Spirit. There's three knowing gifts, and they are wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. And no person can be a leader without the gift of discernment. And whenever they laid out the plans for rebuilding the city of Jerusalem, then Nehemiah went all out into the areas of Jerusalem, and he picked people for specific responsibilities according to their ability and their talents. And that is what makes the church grow so greatly, is the fact that you have a pastor here. We have pastors here giving us leadership that has a spirit of discernment. And when everybody works with that, then you see great things begin to happen. In fact, when people start operating in their gift, all of a sudden, momentum begins to to build. I sensed that momentum last night in the meeting of the leadership. I sensed that momentum as we come into this house this morning and begin to worship the Lord. There is a momentum in the Crystal River Church of God that a lot of churches do not have because they don't have a vision. They have not received a vision from the leader, and they do not have the discernment to put everyone in their gift and in their talent to do the work that God has called the church to do. But you see, the thing that happens when you get momentum going is that Big Mo, that I like to call momentum, when you've got Big Mo, it's worth 3 full-time staff members. Just Big Mo, whenever people get excited about what they are doing for God. Man, I can't wait to do what God's called me to do and the pastor has appointed me to do. I can't wait to get involved in what God is doing at Crystal River Church of God. It's an awesome thing when you see a church that operates in that spirit. But then there's a fourth principle that it comes into play whenever you start doing kingdom work. And that is, you've got to have tenacity. And if you don't have tenacity, the overseer will get you out, or the general officials will get you out somewhere else. Now, some of you won't know what I'm talking about right here, but as an overseer, we were always looking for those guys that it's obvious the hand of the Lord is upon them. And that's one of the things I would always tell churches when they would say, how do we choose a pastor? I said, always look at their ministry. If it's productive in one place, it'll be productive in another, because the anointing of God goes with the man. The man that is in leadership, if he's anointed, everything's going to fall in place. Do you have a witness in the house? Do you understand what I'm saying in the house? You have watched this operate for 25 years. And because we are so in need of leadership, I think this last General Assembly, they appointed 8 new overseers out of good churches, some of them. But the thing that your pastor has done, I think he's had 30-something opportunities to leave here since he come. In other situations, leadership roles, pastor in other churches. But his heart is here. His heart has been here. He's got tenacity. And you know, there's always those times and seasons when things don't go just as fast as you want it to go. And it isn't accomplished, or you don't see what you want to see in a period of time designated. But sometimes that's God too. Because any commitment you make to the kingdom of God, it's going to be tested. It's going to be tested. If you make a commitment to God to pay tithes to Crystal River Church of God, you better believe that you're going to be tested quickly. Amen. Well, why would this happen to me? Why did all 4 tires go flat the same week? You know, why am I dealing with situations I've never had to deal with? It's just a test. Because you made a commitment. And when God finds out that you are going to be faithful to your commitment, then things begin to happen that can't happen any other way. And the blessings begin to flow. And that's what I see in our pastors here, a tenacity. 25 years in Crystal River. You cannot have that kind of tenure without being tenacious. You got it? You can't stay anywhere in ministry that long unless you have tenacity. You've got to hold on to what you feel like God's taking you to. You have got a treasure at Crystal River. I want to tell you, you are blessed of God. We have got to realize that you can't accomplish anything for the kingdom unless you're willing to stick to it. Stick to it. Why does God prune us back? You know, when we paid tithes, we've been faithful, and all of a sudden, he's cutting us back. Well, the word says he's trying to prepare us to bring forth even more fruit. Yeah. Those that he loves, he disciplines, he cuts back so that they can become even more productive in the kingdom of God. And so when we're going through a tough time, when we see things happening that we don't totally understand, instead of discouraging us, it should encourage us, because God only cuts on his sons and his daughters. He don't cut on those that are not productive. He only cuts on those that have potential. Mm-hmm. Turn to somebody and say, I've got a lot of potential. I must have a lot of potential because I'm going through a test right now. But you are going to see the results of tenacity if you'll hang in there and be who God has called you to be. The fifth thing, the final thing that I see in your pastor and his wife here that are doing such a marvelous job is integrity. You can't stay in a city or a church for 25 years unless you have integrity. The word says that Nehemiah did not use his position to gain from the people. Now, he did not sell property in order to become rich. Now, Nehemiah was there to build the city of Jerusalem. That was his heart. And I want you to know there is not a pastor anywhere in the world that has greater integrity than your pastors right here at this church. We've got a pastor and family that holds the standard high. They have integrity with the church world in Florida, with all the Church of God, with the city. And we see God blessing as a result of that integrity. And so the thing that we are now looking to is the fact of what is going to happen in the next few years, that we're going to see God do something that is absolutely mind-boggling. You've had great growth, but you're going to have a fast growth, because you've got a foundation under you that now you can go up with it. And when you do that, every enemy is going to try to stop you. But what you do is you take your weapon in one hand and what you serve God with in the other, and don't come down off of the wall. Don't come down off of the wall, because God is taking us to our destiny in him. And you are the one that is going to do the work that is going to bring such a sense of accomplishment that everybody in this city, I told Jan yesterday, I said, there's just something going on in this city because everybody we talk to is wanting to go to church. Everybody is so open and warm and wants to give us their story. The lady at the plantation where we have stayed the last two nights, Barbara, she stood at our table and told us her whole story from New York. This lady is hungry for God. Hallelujah. Hungry for God. Hallelujah. And when we walked in there this morning to get coffee, she grabbed Jan and hugged her. And I thought, that's what people are looking for, is somebody that will just say, hey, we love y'all. We want to introduce you to Jesus. We want to build the kingdom in Crystal River. We are ready to do the work God has called us to do. And today, we are preparing and getting ready for the next big move of God. The next big move of God. Oh, yeah. You're not through building. Oh, no. You've just gotten started. In fact, until Jesus comes, I predict that you'll be in a building program from now till Jesus comes, because it's going to be so fast, you're always going to be a little behind schedule because of all the things that codes and everything that goes through with it. They're just going to be coming in here by the numbers. By the numbers, because God is at work in Crystal River. Just like he was at work in Jerusalem, and still is, by the way. Because President Trump declared Jerusalem the capital of Israel. The capital of Israel. The capital of Israel. And King Jesus is taking us to our destiny in him. And if you are ready to go there and you're ready to build the kingdom in our world today, I want you to jump up on your feet. Jump up on your feet. And I'm going to ask every one of you in closing this service to just move down here in front. Let me have a prayer with you. And what I'm doing this for is the enemy is watching this. And I want him to know that nothing can stop us now, because we've got a vision for where we're going. And we believe God is directing our path. Would you just come and move in as close as you can so everybody can get in here together for just a moment? For just a moment. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. Would you do this? Father, today, on this 25th anniversary of our pastors, we make a commitment to you. We will see the greatest growth that Crystal River Church of God has ever known, because we have leadership that is taking us to our destiny. And we give you the praise and the glory as we commit ourselves to the task of building the kingdom in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now say this after me. I'm a receiver. I receive everything God has for me. Spirit, soul, and body. I will never look back. I am going to my destiny. I know who I am. I know who God is. I cannot be defeated. This is our time. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.